We need a Republican in the Senate. We need more of them. So get out and vote for Roy Moore.
President Donald Trump with an endorsement and a rally for Republican Roy Moore for a seat in the U.S. Senate. His opponent, Doug Jones, was charging recently, cutting Moore's lead all the way down to 3 points in the Emerson College poll last week. Here with Emerson pollster Professor Spencer Kimball on the Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast. 1 day to go before the Alabama U.S. Senate special election. Spence, is Jones going to be able to pull off this incredible upset? Or was that Trump stump? Is that going to be a key play to fend off this wild Democrat comeback? Where does this race stand now, just hours before the polls open, Alabama?
Well, Larry, I'd like to say your analysis is pretty spot on. Does Jones close like he did in the primary, or does this new Trump endorsement and rally really bring Moore to the finish line, really carry him to the finish line? And what a race that we've seen over the last month, where Moore's numbers has gone from 55 down to 49. But on the flip side, Jones's numbers have stayed very consistent in all of our polls, 45, 47, 46. And so now we have our final poll to release. And in these numbers, we have Moore up 53% to 44% for Jones, a 9-point lead, which is significant.
Wow. So he was only up by three last week. Jones was charging, just like he did in the primaries, as you said. So what do you think happened?
Well, what we've noticed is Moore's favorability have really risen over the last 3 weeks. You know, he took a real dive after the allegations come out around Veterans Day and slowly built himself back up to have a 45-45 favorable, unfavorable opinion. But most likely it is this Trump endorsement. You know, Trump is very favorable in Alabama. He carries a 55% favorable rating right now, and that's kind of lower than where it had been over the last month and a half, 2 months of us polling the state. So we know that he carries some coattails, and I would most likely give that the reason why Moore has been able to extend his lead up to nine, as opposed to Jones closing it even further that he has been able to do.
So a week ago, I mean, this seemed like a complete coin flip. We were going to have no idea what was going to happen on Tuesday night. Now, what's your prediction for tomorrow?
Well, based on the polling, and this poll is now outside the margin of error. Our margin of error is 3.9, and the poll results is a 9-point lead. We're 95% confident that Moore will win on Election Day.
That's pretty confident.
Well, actually, we'd be more confident in Moore winning by 15 points, let's say, than Jones actually able to pull off the upset. So it'll be interesting to see, particularly up in that northern part that we had discussed before, that fifth district. We've seen a shading back to kind of pink or red. Jones had been carrying that fifth district in the last two polls until this recent one, where now it's back to about 50-50. He will carry strongly in the seventh district, but it's very difficult to see a pathway outside those two areas that he'll be able to carry enough votes to make it an upset tomorrow night.
This special election for this seat in the United States Senate, it's actually set to be a prelude, a precursor for the 2018, the midterm elections. But you actually got to get out and vote, Alabama. We are going to be back here next week with the analysis of what ended up happening tomorrow night in Alabama and how that's going to play for the 2018 midterms. That is going to be imperative, to say the very least, and to pretty much begin a new sling of polling. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.